Well, good morning again. It's wonderful to be with you. I always like being here. So here we are again in an election year. I don't know about you, but it feels to me like we just finished the last one. And that one, of course, for a variety of reasons, hasn't yet concluded. I, for one, am tired. This is an exhausting place to be. In our lives. Building on the successes of 2020, UU The Vote has rolled out its plan for UU congregations to get involved in 2022. Our national campaign manager, Jason Hicks, reminds us that, and I quote, "When we organize, we build power in our communities for justice, accountability, and healing." In the last 2 years, UU The Vote has built new networks of spiritual and political communities to vote love and defeat hate. With UU The Vote 2022, we're organizing this time on the state and local levels to fight for fair elections, advance voting rights, protect abortion access, and resist the targeting and criminalization of Black, Indigenous, and people of color. There is so much at stake in these midterm elections. Together, our communities can address the current threats to our democracy and human dignity, end quote. UUA President Susan Frederick Gray lent her voice to the UU The Vote 2022 launch. Her inspiring message was one of hope, and I quote, "In 2022, UUs came out in historic numbers, responding to the moral call to combat the rise of fascism and white supremacist culture. UU The Vote reached millions of voters and made a discernible impact in pivotal states like Georgia, Wisconsin, and North Carolina. And I'm going to add Pennsylvania to that list. I urge you all to listen to Rev. Susan's full message at the UU The Vote 2022 launch party. And if you Google that, you'll be able to listen. It's only 6 minutes long, but it is incredibly energizing. Our UUA and UU The Vote leaders are inspired, impassioned, and prophetic speakers. For that, we are grateful, because we need to be inspired and impassioned. Being involved in electoral engagement can be challenging and uncomfortable at first. It is different from our usual social justice work. And initially, even the vocabulary is different and confusing. Our congregations have been well-schooled in the need to protect our nonprofit status to the point where we can be very reluctant to get involved in voting issues or electoral engagement. It has been easy to dismiss it as too political or that we don't do politics. But Susan Frederick Gray has proved that the opposite is true. Our fifth principle, which affirms the right of conscience and the use of the democratic process within our congregations and in society at large, calls us to do this holy and sacred work, this work that comes from the heart. Our faith calls us to promote the inherent worth and dignity of every person, and that every person should have equal access and ability to participate in the voting process. To do this, we must find and develop our collective sacred voice. Our sacred voice allows us to put our nonpartisan values of love, compassion, and justice front and center in the public square. Our sacred voice allows us to work with other local and statewide electoral and social justice-focused partners to reach voters who believe as UUs do, that racial, immigrant, climate, reproductive, economic, LGBTQIA+, and gender issues are at the very heart of values-based voting. Simply put, our focus is to get out the vote. Our UU The Vote campaign manager, Jason Hicks, has shared that UU The Vote is working closely with each state action network to coordinate their electoral engagement strategies. So in Pennsylvania, UU The Vote PA is now a program of UU Justice PA's Educational Fund, which is our 501c3 nonpartisan arm. Rev. Joan Sabatino, UU Justice PA Director, and our consulting organizer, Cherie Clark, have worked hard to build a strategy for success in Pennsylvania. UU The Vote PA is offering several types of engagement. Identified as probably the most important is voter registration. We are working with our newest partner, the New Pennsylvania Project, to register voters. Their strategy is to expand the electorate by registering high school and college-aged first-time voters, infrequent voters, and those on the margins. They work to find high traffic and non-traditional venues at which to table. We need to get as many people as possible to the polls. So people that they have, New Pennsylvania Project has partnered with, have tabled outside Walmart. They table outside high schools on their open house night, trying to register these students. Yesterday at Slippery Rock's, you know, fall festival called Village Fest, Ginger Hill had a table and clipboards and voter registration forms, and we walked up and down the crowd, you know, getting a variety of responses, as you might imagine. The second important thing to do is to be a poll worker. Many UUs at polling locations as paid poll workers or volunteer greeters, line warmers, and other volunteer positions. Phone banking and text banking. Our Pennsylvania partner, Power Interfaith, hosts phone banks every Tuesday and Thursday from now until November. Our text banking partner is Democracy for All, but they're still working on their activities and their dates. So theirs is a strategy in process. And finally, write letters with Vote Forward. Writing letters to voters is one of the most effective ways to help increase election turnout. And you can do it from here, you can do it from home, you can do it at the local coffee shop, sipping on tea or coffee and writing these letters. Our UU The Vote PA strategy is that we work exclusively for Pennsylvania, right? So I currently serve as the Western Pennsylvania team lead for UU The Vote Pennsylvania. And my assignment is to work with our smaller congregations in Western PA to build nonpartisan power and capacity in crucial electoral engagement leading up to this year's midterm elections. As the Pennsylvania elections are so incredibly crucial to the very survival of our democracy, again, our focus will be solely on Pennsylvania issues and voters. Getting as many Pennsylvanians as possible to the polls in November is essential for success. I can't stress this enough. There are over 1 million people who are eligible to register to vote in Pennsylvania remain unregistered. And so we're trying to shorten that margin. So the unfortunate reality is that too many of our smaller Western PA congregations are struggling with too few people working to keep the church alive and vital, and too few people able to take advantage of this hard work. Many are working hard just to keep afloat, and we don't have the congregational energy nor volunteer pool to build a UU the Vote team. So I would like to propose that those of us who are able and willing to band together to engage in this important work. As the Greater Pittsburgh Cluster has shared resources like the Shared Pulpit Program and making religious education and other events available to all congregations, I believe that we can also work together across congregations to get voters to the polls in Pennsylvania. If only a few people, two, maybe three people per congregation on this list are willing to participate, we can come together and create critical mass. We can create what I'm calling a Western Pennsylvania good trouble team. We are better together. Of course, we know this. And only together can we fight corruption and injustice in Pennsylvania. During coffee hour, we'll be tabling in the parish house. Come and visit and learn more about Good Trouble Team events, and specifically, vote forward letter writing. So I've got some blank letters that each person can take a look at and ask questions about, and if you feel so moved, you can grab a few and sit down and just write them during coffee hour. It's very, very simple. As we talk with our neighbors and the larger community about voting and how every vote matters, as we write each letter or postcard, personally encouraging our beloveds in underserved committees to vote, or communities, excuse me, to vote, and as we each make a phone call, striving to engage each person in deep conversation about their lives and the issues that affect them most, is how we find our compassionate, loving heart and our sacred voice. Let's work to make that happen. Blessed be, and namaste.
Thank you so much, Karen.